Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we want to hear from you on this edition. If you have something you're struggling with, if you have a Bible question you can't quite untangle, if you have fears cropping up about a potential new lockdown over COVID, whatever the situation might be, we encourage you to give us a call right now. Call right into the studio at 844-322-2742. We'd love to point you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, that number, 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We certainly would love to hear from you on today's broadcast, so if you do have that question, go ahead and call right now. Get in early so we'll have time to address your question, to point you to the Word of God, and what it means to walk by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, the number 844-322-2742. We're talking about hope, and hope is something that we all need. It's the greatest motivator as far as human experience is concerned. If we have hope, we can pretty much overcome whatever obstacle is in our way.
Right.
And we can learn to trust the Lord and see victory in our lives. And that hope comes from our understanding of God, what He's like, how He loves us and cares for us. And I wanted to read a passage, and for many of you, it will be familiar. It's an oldie but goodie. And when I say oldie, it comes from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 40, starting in verse 28. And Isaiah writes, "Have you not known, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." So here we learn something about God. We learn something about His essence, His character, what He's really like. He's the everlasting God. So no beginning, no end. He's just always been. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. So He spoke and He brought all this into being. So it came to be because of God. He's the reason. And the reason He did such a thing was because He wanted to. That was His grace in action. So He's the guy that brought it all together. So if He's the one that spoke this thing into existence, that spoke us into existence, then He knows a little bit about us. He knows a little bit about what makes us tick, what we're like, what we need. He knows all about us inside and out. He knows all about this this planet that we live on, and the intricacies of it. Why? Because He brought it about. Yeah. He made it happen. So this is God. Now, because He's an everlasting God, He does not faint or grow weary. So He never tires. We think sometimes, hey, we're just bugging Him too much. He's going to get tired of us. Right here we see something different. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Now, here's what He does. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength. So sometimes we feel helpless. Sometimes we feel hopeless in life. We just don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn. We don't know what step to take next. We just get paralyzed with this overwhelming fear. We don't want to miss the boat. We don't want to make the wrong turn. We don't want to do something that would not be, quote, pleasing to the Lord. So we just stand there stuck in the mud. And we get weak and we get faint. Well, what does God do? He gives us power. He gives us strength in those circumstances. It says, even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. That's the human dilemma. I mean, we don't have unending strength and power and all of those things. Right. We have limited supply. God, on the other hand, He never grows faint or weary, but we do. And then He says this, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So if we're going to be able to overcome the obstacles in life, if we're going to experience victory, then we have to turn to the one who does not grow faint or weary. We have to turn to the one who is everlasting, mm-hmm. we have to turn to the one who can give us power, and that's God himself. God, as he's expressed these things in the person of Jesus Christ. So part of trusting the Lord is waiting upon the Lord. And that's a hard thing for us humans to do.
It is.
But yeah. when we know the character of God, we have hope, and that hope enables us to persevere. We can wait on the Lord, and as we do, we can see him renew our strength and enable us to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. That's good news.
That's good news. Great exhortation, Bob. As we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway, friends, glad you're with us. We'd love for you to really join us at 844-322-2742. We do have calls coming in right now, but we have plenty of room, plenty of time for you. 844-322-2742. You know, we've talked about it, that our friend and brother Andrew Farley and Bart Millard, the leader of the band Mercy Me, collaborated to write the book called The Hurt and the Healer. Well, we're saying thanks to our donors this month by sending them a copy of this excellent book. In light of everything going on in the world, and of course here at home in the year 2020, we feel that The Hurt and the Healer will offer practical insights to help get through the turmoil and live overcoming lives focused clearly on the love and provision of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. So friends, as you make your November gift to support Basic Gospel, we'll send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. Just click donate at basicgospel.net to help keep Basic Gospel on the air and online. The Hurt and the Healer, it's our gift back to you to say thanks for your support of this ministry in the month of November. Again, please donate today at basicgospel.net. And once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742.
Well, yes, Bob, that is the number, and we do have some open lines available, but we're going to start today in Tappan, New York, and talk with Lila. Lila, you're on the air.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Lila. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful. What's on your mind today?
I have two questions.
Okay.
My first one is, like, how are we allowed to love each other romantically if we all come from, like, Adam and Eve?
Right, so that seems a little weird to you, that we all come from Adam and Eve and that we could experience romantic love? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, God kind of knows all about that, and he certainly told Adam and Eve. He instituted marriage, and he gave the original design that it was going to be between one man and one woman for life, and he established that, and then he said to them to be fruitful and multiply. So that the earth could be filled with people and we could all have the chance and the opportunity to know God and to know his love for us. So that's how God designed marriage. And certainly when he created mankind, he created them perfectly. And then sin kind of came into the mix and messed things up, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, but as far as these different family lines and all of that, that started to, grow and grow and grow in number. So the connections as far as relationship, family relationship, started getting further and further and further apart. And so that idea of thinking that you're marrying somebody in your family never really entered the mind of man back then. They knew that they were sufficiently distanced through the many different family lines that came from Adam and Eve, and that never really entered their mind. But it's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't think we have to really, really worry about that.
Lila, how old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12. Well, it shows an inquisitive mind, and we hope you'll keep exploring things.
Yeah. Did you have another question?
Yes. My other question is, how come sometimes I'm like, I do everything, like I pray and I worship and I go to church, and sometimes I still feel like God's not there?
Okay, that's a That's a great question, Lila.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times our feelings don't always match truth, okay? So you said sometimes, you know, you go to church, you pray, you do all of those things, and yet you feel like God isn't there. Well, that's just a feeling, and that feeling isn't based on truth. God is spirit, right? We can't see God, and yet we know he's there. So we have to walk by faith, don't we? Not by sight, but by faith. So God has revealed himself to us. He's revealed himself to us in Jesus. And when we come to know him, Lila, when we put our trust in him, recognizing that he died for our sins, that he was buried, that on the third day he was raised back to life, when we believe that about Jesus, it says we're saved. And when we're saved, here's what happens. God sends his spirit to take up residence in us. So, Lila, it sure sounds to me that there was a point in your life that you believed the good news of Jesus and you received Christ. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So at that very moment, at that very instance in time, God's Spirit came to live inside of you. You received the gift of God's Spirit. So who's living inside of you?
God.
God is. God's Spirit is right there with you. Now that's truth, isn't it? So when you feel like he's a million miles away, or you don't feel like his presence is right there, you know that feeling is based on a lie, because the Bible says that God lives in you. If you've received Christ, you've received the gift of the Spirit, and God lives in you. So you can discount that feeling and say, Lord, I feel like you're a million miles away, but I know the truth. And the truth is, you're right here with me, you're in me, and you have promised never to leave me nor forsake me. And so I'm going to rest on that truth, and I'm going to thank you for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Thank you.
Yeah, so the truth is more important than what you feel. Now, God doesn't discount your feelings. I'm not saying that. But truth is what's important. And the truth is, Lila, God's Spirit lives in you because you're a believer in Jesus Christ. You're a child of the King. That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So keep standing on that truth. And when those feelings like God's a million miles away come, recognize that that's just a feeling. It's not what's true about you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Lila. Let me do this. Can I put you on hold? Can we send you some things that I think you would really enjoy reading through?
Yes.
And working through? Okay. Hey, well, let me put you on hold, Lila, and Stephen or Michelle will pick up with you and talk with you a little bit, and we'll get some great resources to you, okay?
And look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Lila. You call again.
Yeah, sweet call. Really.
Hold
nice.
On.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, that's going to open up a line at 844-322-2742. So young and old and everywhere in between, if
yeah.
you have a question, we certainly invite you to call. Well, let's go to Garland, Texas, and talk with Terry, listening to us on The Word today. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Bob Christopher?
We're doing well. What's on your mind?
I was going to ask you, how important is it to go to church?
Well, for what reason? I mean, that's always a question that we need to ask. And going to church isn't going to make you a better Christian. It isn't going to make you closer to God or anything like that. But I think when you connect with other believers, that's going to be a time of encouragement for you, a time of edification for you, and a time that you can encourage and edify other believers in the body of Christ. So, Terry, as far as all of us are concerned, all of us who know Jesus, and that's true of you, right? You've come to know Jesus Christ, and you've been made alive together with him through by grace through faith. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, like I was telling Lila, the moment that you believe, the moment that you received Jesus, you were added to the body of Christ. God's Spirit came to live inside of you, and then God's Spirit baptized you or placed you into the body of Christ. So now you belong to Christ, and then you belong to every other member within the body of Christ. So there's this spiritual connection. So all of us as believers have this longing, this desire to fellowship with other believers. Why? Because that's our family. That's who we belong to. And so we do that. We gather together. Now, there's no place in the New Testament that says, Terry, that you need to go to church. What it tells you to do and what we see the stories as far as like the book of Acts is concerned, we see that believers constantly gathered together. And when they gathered together, they prayed with one another, they read the word of God together, and they encouraged each other and stimulated one another to love and good deeds. That's why they gathered together. So, Terry, you can do that over lunch with other believers. You can do that in small group Bible studies. You can do that when you gather at a local church, you know, whatever denomination that may be, or maybe it's an independent group. You gather together with like-minded believers. Why? Because you're a member of the body of Christ, and it's going to satisfy this desire of you, this God-given desire that's inside of you to connect with other believers. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Terry, I hope you have a group of believers that you can connect with. I know it's difficult today as far as this pandemic is concerned with all the shutdowns and churches not meeting on a regular basis like they once did. But there still are ways that you can connect with believers and experience that, quote, body life that we get to experience when we do connect one with another, okay?
Okay, then.
All right, Terry, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do. And beyond getting together, there's all the videos, Bob, that you have posted on our YouTube channel. Tell our listeners about those.
Yes, indeed. We have a wonderful YouTube channel, and we're answering various questions. We have a section there called Basic Gospel Answers, mm-hmm. and I think we have about 50 videos up there that answer various questions that believers have posed to us.
Yeah.
So that's available, and we encourage you to go and take advantage of that resource while you're there. If you haven't subscribed, be sure to subscribe to the channel, yeah. and then you'll get notified when new resources are uploaded. But this is a wonderful, wonderful resource, and these things are shareable. So
yes, indeed.
If you encounter people and they have questions, you can just shoot them over one of the videos yeah. and say, watch this, and let's talk about it.
You'll find it all on the Basic Gospel YouTube channel, simply basicgospel.net/YouTube. We hope you'll take advantage of it.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines and talk to Jennifer, who's in Lufkin, Texas. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Well, okay. we're excited with you.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So I got laid off at the beginning of the year because of COVID.
Well, but I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
But I was a housekeeper at a hotel here in Courtyard Marriott. And whenever people would leave things in their rooms, they would get put in the 90-day box. And if they didn't come back for them, then we could go through the 90-day box. And there was a copy, an autographed copy, mind you, of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Well, how about
and
that?
Ooh, this is going to be a good book. Oh, my gosh, that book changed my life.
Wow.
Like, I have a 7-year-old daughter, and I have to tell her constantly, you are the child, I am the parent. And that book, for me, has been God telling me, you are my child, and I am your parent.
Wow.
It absolutely changed my life. I finished it, and I started reading it again.
Gosh, Jennifer, thank you so much for calling and sharing
you.
That story.
Awesome.
And it's just amazing how I think how God works. I mean,
it really is, because I'm really shy, and I found out through reading that book about the radio station, I'm like, oh, I'm going to call him and tell him I have his book.
Oh, that is great. And it, you just have it because somebody left it in the room. And
yeah.
You went in and you picked it up and started reading it. Well,
hey, I'm going to read this. And I would have to put it down. I'd have to put it down and walk away. Like, it was that heavy to me. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Well,
I'm good now. I'm going to go pick it back up.
Oh, man. Well, Jennifer, I am so glad that you called today and you shared that story. It just made my day, made my week.
Oh,
and
you should see him smiling right here.
I really appreciate that. And
I'm glad because it's a really good book. I'm trying to get my husband to read it now.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jennifer, when our kids grew up, whenever they left to go do something, you know, whether it's sports or going out to have fun or whatever it might be, I always said, remember who you are. And
yes.
I think that book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, helps us as children of God remember who
it
we
does.
Are and the wonderful love that we have in Christ Jesus.
And there were parts that just took me back to childhood, that things that I had held on to, where he just said, you're my daughter.
Yes.
You're my daughter, okay?
Yes.
And I was able to let go. I just let the things go.
And you know, Jennifer, and I hope our listeners will really pay attention to this. We're so often asking God to do something for us. We have these big prayers, and we want God to do this, this, and this. And his most profound, his most impactful work that he does in our lives is to confirm and bring us to this point that we're convinced that we truly are children of God, that we truly belong, that we have been marked out as one of his very own. And so oftentimes we miss, we're trying to get God to do this big thing, and we miss what he's doing right now. And that's
right.
That's meeting our
real for the trees.
Yeah, meeting our real need of letting us know who we are in him. And that's what he's been doing in your life. And boy, you can just hear the excitement and the blessing of knowing who you are in Christ as we come to you, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let me put you on hold and we'll get some more information from you, and would love to hear more of your story and any way that we can help you continue in this journey of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. You hang on, okay?
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Friends, let us remind you that we stream live video to both YouTube and Facebook every day, and you can find links at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition, everybody. We close today with the reminder that if you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with some troublesome issue of everyday living, we're here to help. Give us a call at 844-322-2742. We just genuinely love hearing from you. We'll discuss your question on Basic Gospel. In the U.S. and Canada, that's 844-322-2742. And again, thanks to the many of you who faithfully support Basic Gospel every month with your prayers and your gifts and your encouragement to keep Basic Gospel on the air and online. To help today, click donate at basicgospel.net. And when you make your November gift, we'll send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and our friend Andrew Farley. Again, donate at basicgospel.net. Also, remember that we offer a daily devotional. You can subscribe in the upper left corner of the Basic Gospel homepage at basicgospel.net. We hope you'll subscribe today. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.